Have a good day, gang. The posse is a little smaller today than normal. Jennifer Horn is here, and Rich McFadden is here. We do not have the services of Roberta Fasanelli. However, we're working our way, as tough as it is to work around it, we're doing it.
We're pushing through, Dougie.
Yes, we are. We are. There's no fear here. The facts are we're good. We're great. We're the bestest.
The bestest?
Excuse me, yes.
That's a good word. Choking on a cookie again?
No, a peach.
Oh, okay.
Goes down.
I love your little snacks throughout the show. It's
Thank
fun.
You. Yes, it's very
It feels like I'm right there with you.
That's very good, Jennifer. I'm happy you are right here with me, in fact. Virtually with me by my side. And together we can do anything. We can conquer the universe.
To infinity and beyond.
Speaking of that, alternative thinker Michael McMaster will join us in a few minutes with some ideas on... I think I want to talk to him about food sources today.
Oh, okay.
Food and all of the controversy about cantaloupes and stuff and what we have to look for in our own. Look for, you know, everybody wants, and I shouldn't say everybody, because I think most people don't want the government involved, and they're the ones who usually screw it up. So how do we make sure we trust ourselves in circumstances like this when you're concerned about your own judgment? How do you make your, how do you work your judgment skills? How do you have confidence in your gut or your ability to make decisions? Do I buy it or I don't buy it? What do I do with it? Is it something I should be worried about? Common sense maybe is a part of the approach. We'll get to that. Before we do, however, we thought it would be kind of nice, Jennifer and I, to have a little laughter at 10 after, which comes up right after this on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're up!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Hi, right, the story of a burglar breaking into a house one night. A burglar.
Burglar.
Burglar shined his flashlight around looking for valuables when a voice in the dark said, Jesus knows you're here.
Uh-oh.
Burglar jumped out of his skin, took the flashlight, looked around. He heard nothing more, shook his head, and then continued with what he was going to steal. Just as he pulled the stereo out so he could disconnect the wires, clear as the bell, he heard, Jesus is watching you.
Uh-oh.
He got freaked out, shined the light around frantically looking for the source. Finally, in the corner of the room, his flashlight beam came to rest on a parrot. Did you say that? He looked at the parrot. Yep, the parrot said. And then the parrot squawked, I'm just trying to warn you that he's watching you. Burglar relaxed. Warn me? Who in the world are you? Moses, replied the bird. Moses, the burglar laughed. What kind of people would name a bird Moses? The bird responds, the same kind of people who would name a Rottweiler Jesus.
Jesus. Love it. That's funny.
All right, Michael McMaster will help us out in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
13 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, this week has been a tough week for people trying to figure out what to buy. When every time we have one of these food scares, it does just that, Jennifer. It scares people.
Right.
So how do you, well, the cantaloupe thing, once again, we touch the surface of how the system works or doesn't work and why it works or doesn't work. And part of it is, you think about the government and this whole thing, we've got to protect everybody. Well, what was it like before we had the government? People actually, grew their own food. And even if you don't grow your own food, why do you need the government? Okay, so we have a story and it says, look out for this type of cantaloupe. All right? Well, then we had, look out for this kind of steak or these kind of hamburgers or this turkey or whatever it is, the latest recall. It happens all the time. Because we have an imperfect system. And so you say to yourself, well, how do I know how to make these choices? How do I trust myself? I bet Michael McMaster is somebody who can help you figure out through his own experiences how to have faith in yourself and your choices. Michael, welcome.
Thank you.
You're feeling better? You were not feeling well earlier this week. Hope you're feeling better.
No, I'm fine now. I bounce back pretty quick.
That's good. All right, so what do you tell people who would ask you about the trust that they need to have in their own judgment? How do you build up trust in your ability to make good decisions, the right picks?
Well, I try to teach people to live by intuition. And because the intuition is like the guiding force in your life. It'll always lead you to the right place. But, you know, so many of us are taught to live by logic, and so we sort of get caught that way. We come into, like, conflict. But I'm sure there are many people who are listening who have made decisions knowing that they should have made a different decision, and the decision that they made didn't work out. So that's what I try to teach people. If you live by intuition, and everybody has it, it makes your life so much easier. It'll always tell you the right thing to do. But it's hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard to do. And I think people are just looking for ways. That's why probably one or more of your CDs that you have that help people out listening to this stuff. One of the things that is very good is reinforcement. So do you recommend to people when you can't go to see an expert all the time, you can't see a counselor all the time, you hear the support. But if you get something that you can listen to, let's say when you're going to bed, you listen to some of these things, don't they help reinforce one's ability to, in this case, have a bit of confidence in your own ability to judge things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It reinforces it. It gives you strength. And also something you mentioned last week, which is really important, is enforcement from other people around you. Because sometimes people around you see things clearer than what you do, and they can help you as well. But intuitively, if something is right, it's right. And quite often other people see the same thing as well.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, not necessarily with food, there are more serious choices. Trusting your judgment when it comes to any kind of choice. How do you do in your own life in that department? How good are you at trusting yourself? You're an expert.
I live by it, and I can tell you it drives the people around me crazy.
How so?
Because I can wait until I feel or know that something is right before I'll actually take action. Because we live in a society that's sort of told to take action all the time, whether it's right or not. And quite often that's why things go wrong, but I will sit around sometimes for a whole year knowing that the right decision hasn't come yet, and then it comes, then I take action. So I live a very different way. But I also have the space in my life to be able to do that because of the work that I do. But everybody has the same thing, the same ability. If you just listen, you'll get the answer. It's meant to happen for you. That's how we are actually programmed to be, to have this intuitiveness to give us the answer. And it'll always come. And people know because they'll tell you when they go against it. They'll always tell you, you know, if I'd only listened to what I could
yeah.
feel.
If I'd only believed, if I'd only trusted. That's right. How many times you just hit a switch? I just flipping a switch myself here in my own mind when you say that. How many times have you said to yourself, if I'd only trusted my own, I wanted to turn left, but I turned right. Well, why did you turn left? That's exactly it. Yeah. It's not like Yogi Berra. When you get to the fork in the road, take it. You got to go either to the left or the right. And I don't mean that politically, obviously. It's just to make a choice. It's so hard for people to do. And then if they don't blame themselves, they blame somebody else. Oh, it was his fault or it was her fault. And that's another thing that seems to me to confront when it comes to making decisions. You take it as a man or a woman, not blaming somebody else. So many people play the blame game, and that is a way for you to lose more ground, it seems to me, in this battle to kind of make the right decisions. How do you, if you lay it off on somebody else, how do you ever learn how to do it right?
No, you never learn, and you never gain a sense of strength and confidence in yourself to go forward. You stay stuck in that same place all the time, and so you end up seeing yourself like a victim, but making those decisions, those right decisions, you know, you gain strength, and that gives you the ability to deal with other things as time goes on.
Strength is important in lots of different ways. All right, so here's the advice. There are, I don't think we've ever gone through a list of the CDs that you have that are available. If you go to michael-mcmaster.com, or if it's easier for you, just go to dougstefan.com and look in the contributors box. You'll see Michael's picture. Click on that. It'll bring you into the place where you can get any number of really good CDs that I suggested a few minutes ago. This is how you use them. You play them over and over and over and over again to get the reinforcement. And the way they're done, it's very classy. So it's not like you're being distracted. It's sort of calming and soothing in a sense. So how many different ones? I actually don't know how many different CDs you got.
Oh, there's probably about 10 there, but I'm going to come out with one. People have been requesting something a little different. So I'm coming out with one in a couple of weeks called A Magical Life, which actually brings everything together that you can use to make your life that way.
What would be a tip? What kind of things are you going to suggest?
Just what we were talking about, how to live by intuition. I mean, I get a lot of people asking me about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've decided to put that in there to help people in their life every day use intuition so that it makes their life easier. So that's going to be one of the aspects in there.
All right. Intuition, trusting your gut. There's something there that you have. If you haven't trained yourself to do that, there are ways to do it, and Michael will show you with one of his CDs. But that's one of the best ways for you to get to the happy place, is to learn how to trust yourself, trust your, and know who your friends are. And that's part of the gut thing as well, right? Knowing it's trust. All right, michael-mcmaster.com for any one of these things that are helpful. We have him here with us a couple of times a week to help you maybe think things through a little bit better. That's the idea. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is
detrimental.
Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotics, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walgreens.
Supermarket guru Phil Leppert taking a look at supermarkets and their role in helping shoppers make healthy food choices. Again, more of the focus on you making choices and trusting your gut, the stuff we were just talking to Michael McMaster about. Here's a direct example of a way you can practice how to do that. Check it out. Healthy food choices, how you make them, in the Better Living box at dougstefan.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Noticed that more and more Huckabee is sounding like Ron Paul.
But, you know, I'm not sold on some of the other stuff because I've heard some bad things about the way he ran Arkansas.
Get a picture of his family and check it out, Richie.
What are they, like a circus troupe or something?
Yeah. His wife has just got a huge head. That's all. Yeah, that's the problem.
It's so hard to lose weight in the head, too.
Look at the size of that head.
Thank you for calling the big giant head. We didn't make the head. We make it big and giant.
Come join us, Doug Stephan's Good Day.
She's a mean and crazy diva, disco diva, and you want that?
Yes, I'm so cool, that's
it. So cold while you're the keeper, so hard while you're the neighbor.
Yes, I'm so cool, that's it.
Is this the latest video, Michael?
I don't know if it's the latest.
The audio.
I don't know this Rihanna song at all. What happened to Umbrella? Don't you have that one?
Well, the reason that we are focused on Rihanna and her latest video shoot, which was done in Ireland, apparently there's a good deal of controversy. And if we don't know about it, I guess we ought to go to somebody who does know about it. Here's a conversation from the ladies on The View. You know, this is my favorite
talk
television. And so I have always a couple of things that are available each day, almost each day, things that they've said that make for good conversation. Here they are talking about Rihanna's new video.
Rihanna was filming a video shoot in Ireland, and a farmer whose land it was kicked her off his property after he thought things got inappropriate when she went topless.
Well, he never saw breasts except on a cow, this guy.
But it goes to shocking to him.
But I'm questioning the thoughtfulness of going to a Catholic country. Because Ireland is a Catholic country, so you can't be surprised that if she shows her chest, the guy who's got the farm, who goes to church every 25 minutes,
she was shooting a commercial.
She was shooting a video.
Obviously, she had to get some kind of permission to shoot a video.
But it's the same thing. It's like, you know.
Brazil is a Catholic country, too, and they're always talking about
that, but not Ireland.
The point
here. You know what I'm saying? Ireland is not, I'm sorry, I just wanted to finish. Ireland is not got fabulous, you know, parades going on where folks are going and then they can go to church. Yeah. Ireland is like, oh, we messed up. We're going to church. oh, I woke up. I'm going to church. I mean, you know, this is Ireland we're talking about. And I love Ireland. Don't get me wrong.
I love anyone who's Irish. But I also think, too, this farmer may have missed an opportunity in terms of Christianity. Because if you look biblically speaking, historically speaking at what Jesus did, what you think of him or not, he didn't tell someone to go away. He actually invited someone with him. He went to their house.
Not
still, it doesn't matter.
They
shook hands.
You know, they didn't.
Get... This is based on his faith. Faith says, historically, biblically, if you look at theology, Jesus surrounded himself with people who this man, in fact, turned away.
I think if this farmer had invited Rihanna in nude, he might have had a little trouble, but not just with his church, but with his wife.
And his children.
They should have
had
some bread with Rihanna, is what I think.
All right, so now we got the story behind the story there.
Yep.
Hoo-ha!
What do you think?
I think they may be right about Ireland and the Catholic Church, but other than that, it's just some silly stuff. Actually, there are a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention that they've been talking about that are part of what we've been talking about this week, and we'll bring that to the surface in a few minutes. Right now, though, time for our 2020 news quiz question.
Mm-hmm.
Shima Jastania. S-H-E-I-M-A, Jastania, J-A-S-T-A-N-I-A-H. We have talked several times this week about things going on in Saudi Arabia. Remember earlier this week we talked about the king announcing plans to extend voting rights to women.
Yes.
Why is it that Sheila Jastania, a Saudi woman, is in the news this week? Big story. We're now focusing more attention on what goes on there. You shine more light on where the cockroaches are. They come running out and they try to go hide someplace else. So not that I'm suggesting the Saudis are cockroaches. Who is Sheila Jastania? Tell us at 800-510-TALK.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a study analyzed over 2 million Twitter users across the world and discovered that tweets can predict our mood. By analyzing the emotional tone of our messages, the study found that we have cross-cultural mood rhythms. Not surprisingly, everyone is happier come Friday afternoon. In other news, Google launched real-time analytics for measuring website traffic up to the minute. If you rely on social networks to drive traffic to your site, Google Analytics will now display your post's immediate impact. The new feature helps measure your site's effectiveness as content has moved from static to real time. And finally, remember the Zune? Microsoft's competitor to the iPod might not be very popular, but its new subscription plan could be. For $10 a month, you can now sign up for the Zune Pass that will let you stream over 14 million songs. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Doug Stephan here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Stephan. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Sunny day, at least in terms of our disposition, but actually pretty sunny day on the East Coast.
Is it? Good for you.
A little rain, though, in the Midwest yesterday. Probably blow through here as it does. The weather in Southern California is what?
Hot. Very, very hot.
Is it hot?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well.
In the 90s.
Yeah, it's good. We like hot. As long as it's that dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yeah, but it's not anymore. That's what's sad. It gets a little muggy.
It gets humid. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Horn here from the West Coast. Doug Steffen on the East Coast. Richie and Michael down in Washington. Michael's taking your calls at 800-510-8255, or Peter may be actually doing that. I've asked for you to help us understand, as part of the 2020 News Quiz question, who Shima Jastania is. And Lewis wants to help us out in that department. So, Lewis, thanks for your call from Pennsylvania. Nice to have you on. Good day. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much. Oh, another thing. You said nothing good come out of Philadelphia. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. And we have good cheesesteaks.
Okay.
You
all
do.
Right.
And I actually love the city of Philadelphia. I know I'm one of the rare few, but I think it's a good city.
Somebody has said to me on many occasions, if you haven't got something good to say, then don't say anything at all. I kind of tease Philadelphia. I wouldn't choose it as my favorite place to live. Let's put it that way.
However, I agree with you.
I love Pennsylvania. You know, I'm an agrarian. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Pennsylvania has some of the most beautiful farmland, some of those wonderful dairy farms in our entire country, especially if you go central and south Pennsylvania, central west. There are just magnificent, magnificent dairy farms. It's just something about Philadelphia that bugs me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, because I live in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know
about the farm. And that's why I moved out of Philadelphia. You know?
Okay, so there you go. You moved out, so you're just underscoring what I said.
I mean, I wouldn't want to live there no more.
Right.
But, I mean, when I was a child growing up, it was wonderful.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's good. I worked there for a while and never could get. It's not like Chicago. For me, I'm a Bostonian sort of, although I'm not a city guy, from the Boston area. I love Los Angeles. My two favorite American cities are Washington and Los Angeles. Chicago is okay. A strong third. The thing I find troubling about Chicago is the weather in the summer and the winter. If it weren't for the weather there, spring and fall in Chicago is wonderful. And it's a great city. Energetically, Chicago has some of the best energy in our country, I think, anyway. I don't like the political...
I've been there, too, like Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, Lakeshore Drive is great. Yeah, the city is great. Politicians and politics there are dirty as can be. But, you know, that's part of, I guess, the... that's maybe part of the lure for some people. Anyway, who is this lady, Shamaya Justania, that we're talking about?
Okay, because she was supposed to receive 10 lashes for driving the car.
Right.
And that was overturned by the king.
Right.
He overturned the court's ruling.
The king is beginning to get the message that if he doesn't lighten things up a little bit there, he's going to be in the same place that Mahatma Humga there in Egypt.
Meaning on the run.
Yeah, right. Or the people in Libya, Gaddafi, the Middle East. People are wising up, as frankly, people are wising up here. I was noticing something. There's somebody named Mike Krieger who does a column for something called Zero Hedge, and I just am scanning around here. I found a column written by him entitled "The Rebellion Has Arrived in America," which is a suggestion that using the tools that we have at our disposal, i.e. the new media, we ought to be doing the same thing, and it appears because of the problems with jobs to be starting. The rebellion starts here, and I think maybe there's an appropriate reason for us to be focused on that a little bit. Anyway, the king doesn't want it, so this week he says we're going to have women vote, and this woman, can you imagine living in a society that would give a woman 10 lashes with a whip for breaking a rule that keeps them from driving? Saudi Arabian women are not supposed to drive. Mm-hmm. Why? What is there?
Because then you get to stay under man's power.
Right.
You have to ask to be driven places.
Well, that's what Sharia law is about, I guess, to a certain extent. So the things that people don't like about the Muslim religion, some of these things are glaring, and understandably people get concerned about them. I don't know that we understand the whole meaning of all this stuff. It's interpretation often of something that may be written in the Bible or in the Quran or in the Torah, whatever it is. These things are all subject to interpretation. And in Saudi Arabia, as Jennifer is correctly suggesting, they take this interpretation to control women. That's all it is. So, all right, good job, Lewis. You know what's going on. We will reward you handsomely. Hold on just a second. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Always put you in touch. You want to send me an email? It's doug@dougstefan.com or follow us on Facebook. We have three things working there at the moment, Jennifer, do we not?
We do.
And they are?
Well, we don't have three, but we have our baseball question up there, which seems to be the most popular one today, Doug.
Yeah, what's the question?
About who you're voting for the World Series.
Yes, and where are we there?
Oh, my gosh, that's the one that's blowing up. We've got votes for the Phillies. We have votes for Detroit. We have votes for any team but Detroit. We have the Brewers. We have
the
Rangers.
See, I said I prefer Detroit. I want to give Detroit a break. They need
you
some
do.
Help. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so what else? That's it?
Yeah, that's the one that's really taking off. That question, everybody's up there, and they're crying. There's poor Mike. He's crying over his Braves losing, so he'll be for Milwaukee, he said.
Too bad.
All right.
Up next here, before we get to Dr. Ken in about 5 or 6 minutes, in the meantime, I have taken the view this week, a couple of different discussions that have gone on there that I believe are valuable in that they get everybody, the idea of a program like this, program like that, we all are, we're sort of stimulated by what we read or what we hear. And oftentimes when I play excerpts like this in various television programs or even other radio programs, it's to get you to think. I may not have come up with the idea. I don't have to come up with every idea. There are other ideas that come from other people that are worth consideration because they are stimulating, and the world would be a horrible place if there weren't some good, strong stimulation. So here, the ladies talk about this new Google, which we talked about a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
This is how to tell a homosexual according to this Google app.
A new Google app that's causing a stir is called Is My Son Gay? A modified version of 20 questions a parent can ask themselves if they suspect their son is gay. Now, critics of the app say it's full of stereotypes that would be laughable if they weren't so dangerous.
Barbara,
yes.
Okay.
Before you do, Barbara, let's say that the writer of this thing said he did it with humor.
Well, yeah.
He's just not funny.
The stereotypes, this made me furious. It gives two answers. You have nothing to worry about. Your son is not gay. Your son is gay. Accept it. But here are some of the stereotypes. Does he like football? So, I mean, there are gays who like football.
Apparently, I'm gay. I don't like football.
Magazines. In other words, if he doesn't, he's gay. There are lots of people who
read. I don't like football. Does that make me a gay man?
We're talking what bothers me the most about this is the old cliche that it's the parents' fault.
Oh, yeah.
For example, before he was born, did you wish he would be a girl?
Oh,
are you divorced? Is the father, if you're the father, very strict or authoritarian with the son? Authoritarian. In your family, is the father absent? Is he close to his father?
My father's dead.
It's the parents' fault.
But it used to be.
So I guess mine must be gay.
You're really doing well, actually. On this thing.
I see nothing funny about this.
No.
The fact that it's on so many Android phones. I just think this is terrible.
I hear you on that, and I think the way it was initially intended, if they went with comedy, who knows what it would have turned out to be. I do think that something that is techie and maybe more so hits the nail on the head in terms of bringing something external to bring up conversation between parent and child is necessary. For instance, I have friends who watch Glee with their kids. It's controversial. Some stereotypes are in Glee. I mean, you watch the show and they use it as a forum, as something to say, hey, what do you think about that? Or, oh my gosh, isn't this ridiculous? A conversation then starts, and which I think is the most important thing for kids who are going through a time where they want to be open
with
their parents.
It's not like sparking up a conversation. These are yes or no's, and
right.
I think it's so dangerous because you're messing with something as sensitive as your child's sexuality.
And it's not just the child. It's the guilt of the parent.
Guilt. All right, so there's another. I wish Rishi were in the studio. There's something out in The Onion today. Did you see this?
No.
The Onion has set forth, you know, the Onion, for those who don't know, is it's a newspaper that is pretty acerbic.
With a sense of humor.
Sense of humor. It's pretty left-leaning. And so they often are accused of being tasteless. They have really some, if you were to...
They are tasteless.
Gradiate.
Oh, look, there he is.
The satire in it. It's, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, they're 5+.
But it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Well, Richie, tell me whether you think this is funny or not.
This isn't funny.
No, okay. They have started with this story. They put forth a fake report on a hostage-taking event on Capitol Hill. Children being held at gunpoint, yada, yada, yada. This was supposed to be a prank, but it is, I think, over the top.
The tweet looked very official, and if you don't know what The Onion is, you would have definitely taken it the wrong way.
Oh, yeah,
and it
absolutely.
Said breaking. It said Onion News Network, or ONN, breaking.
Yeah.
Children taking
screams, gunfire inside the Capitol.
And then they even put up a fake video that was supposedly sent out by one of the hostages, one of the children hostages.
Oh,
and the headline was basically classroom children taken hostage by out of control congressman.
Yeah,
which is funny, but this one crossed the line.
It's not funny. It isn't funny. It's nothing. Well, and you know me, I don't give a damn
the
about
idea
political
of congressman
correctness.
Going berserk and taking
hostages. That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. Right, but there's a picture of a gunman.
When you bring kids in, though, I don't think it is.
Right. I'm looking at the picture. The picture has I guess this is supposed to be a congressman with a gun to the head of a child. Not funny.
No. Yeah, that's never funny.
No, not.
Bad taste.
Funny. Yeah, as is.
I mean, I'm all about the Onion is really.
Right.
The people are geniuses over there. They do some really creative, funny stuff. But yeah, this one, it just went right across the line.
Yeah. So now there'll be somebody calling for an investigation. Get the FBI in on The Onion.
Nah, they won't. Yes.
All right. In a moment, Dr. Ken here with a this is important information on sleep deprivation. He's got four or five important things. As time allows, we'll go over them. Medical information is up next here on Good Day.
Autumn is fast approaching, and the shorter days and cooler nights mean more time spent indoors. This is the perfect season to turn over a new leaf and take simple steps toward a cleaner home. Look for affordable and versatile products like baking soda to help prepare your home for the indoor months ahead, making it fresher, cleaner, and a more enjoyable place to be. With countless uses, Arm & Hammer baking soda can help your home look clean and smell fresh without the use of any harsh chemicals. This season, use baking soda to scrub dirt and pollen off your outdoor furniture before storing. Give your liquid laundry detergent a boost when cleaning cold weather apparel, and neutralize all odors throughout the house, from your refrigerator and freezer to the carpets and furniture. Best of all, that little orange box of baking soda only costs about a dollar. For more information and countless uses for baking soda this season and throughout the year, visit armandhammer.com.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the Custom Fit Orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Sounds like the old, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? If you're sick and tired of being sick, let's listen to Dr. Ken and see if we can't be well. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Men who are childless, news on them this week, Ken. What's that story?
Journal of Human Reproduction this week, Doug, lets us know that infertility may be a window into a later health. This decade-long study, it involved a lot of people, 135,000 men, found that those who did not have children had a higher risk of dying from heart disease than those who did. Infertility, Doug, may be a potential early warning sign of future trouble. It also increases the risk of some cancers. Unmarried men were excluded from this study.
Why?
So that it could just make sure that they were looking at infertility, just not people who decided not to have a kid because they didn't want to.
Got it.
So it's infertility, the fact that they were childless.
A couple of stories from the stroke department here, Ken.
There's an interesting blood test that's been discovered. It was announced yesterday at the American Neurologic Association National Meeting in San Diego. This blood test seems to be effective at accurately diagnosing ischemic stroke. It picked out 98% of those people who had it. This is the kind of stroke that occurs when there's a clot in the circulation. It measures the level of a chemical called glutamate. Glutamate accumulates in the brain when a stroke occurs.
And your blood pressure reading can be a signal of a stroke.
Pre-hypertension. Doctors usually like to see it 120 over 80, but we don't start medications till 140 over 90. This in-between area increases the risk of stroke.
All right. So you maybe want to take your precaution there. Know your blood pressure. That's the first step in that.
Lifestyle changes.
Yep. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I'm directing the orchestra, Jennifer. You can see that as we stream the video from the Good Day production studio at DougStephan.com. That's Julie Andrews from Mary Poppins. Spoonful of Sugar, one of the many, many songs. She's very distinctive in her sound and has done some great things in terms of acting. Her birthday is tomorrow. Julie Andrews will turn 76 on the morrow. So happy birthday to her. We remember her well with this movie music from Mary Poppins. Time for our movie quiz before we get to Chuck Curry's report on the movies that are coming out this weekend to see maybe where the trends will be. We have three clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 2001. So you got to go back 10 years in your memory, see if you can recognize this movie.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
All right, everybody on that one. Chucker?
What year?
2001.
I need another quote.
All right, here we go, Richie. Give us
Did
one
Did you
more.
Ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good-looking?
Is that Murray?
No, it's
no.
not.
No.
Right, I don't know this movie.
Yes, you do.
But it does, well, it, you know, it does sound like Murray from...
That's a little bit. Yeah, right. All right, here's the last clue.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in the spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good-looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good-looking.
Who the heck is that?
Oh, come on. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Because you always get mad at me when I blow things.
No, no,
Ben
go ahead.
Stiller.
All right, I don't like him. 800.
I know. See, I said you wouldn't like it.
That's all right. Okay, now I remember how he fits into this movie. Got it. Okay, 800-510-8255. Chucker's got it. Richie, you still don't have it, huh?
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay, so everybody here's got it, but it doesn't make any difference whether they've got it. Most important thing is that you get it, and you call us at 800-510-8255. Right answer, identifying the movie, gets the swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, now's the time to call us at 800-510-TALK.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part. Advance Auto
Parts. Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Be a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have for movies coming out this weekend?
Three films hit multiplexes, Doug. 50-50, the comedy drama with Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, in which the main character has cancer. Reviews are very good, but I think it's going to be a tough sell. It's expected to do about $10 or $11 million in business. Also opening is Dream House, which looks like a haunted house psychological thriller with Daniel Craig, Rachel Weisz, and Naomi Watts. This was not screened in advance for critic, which is never a good sign, and dumped at the end of September also. Not a good sign. Also opening the comedy, What's Your Number, starring Anna Faris of The House Bunny and Scary Movie fame. One bit of movie news, Steven Spielberg's film about the last month in the life of Abraham Lincoln starts officially shooting this January. Daniel Day-Lewis, one of the best actors alive, will star as Abraham Lincoln.
That's one of the best actors alive,
he's
according
alive.
To
That's
whom.
A big
what,
word.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think he's a great actor. Great, yeah. Great actor.
All right. Good for you,
Charlie.
You
don't agree? Agree?
No, I think he's a big... my mother said, don't say anything nice if you don't have anything. So I'm not going to tell anybody. I think he's a big egotistical boob. Here's the list of movies released on this date in 2000. Beautiful with Minnie Driver. Remember that?
No.
Kathleen Turner was in it. Best in Show with people that I don't even know who they are. Jennifer Coolidge? I don't know. I'm just trying to see... How many
Jennifer
movies
Coolidge was in Legally Blonde.
Oh, okay. And Blonde. The Broken Hearts League with Timothy Oliphant, Zach Braff, Dean Cain. You remember that?
No, do not.
Remember The Titans with Denzel Washington and Will Patton? Remember that one?
Sure.
All right, that came out. Yeah, all right, we got at least one of them anyway. Let's find out what the next movie is. Jason is in Lakes of the Ozarks, Missouri. What's the name of the movie, Jason?
Zoolander.
Zoolander with Ben Stiller. Did you like the movie, Jason?
It's one of those movies that's tough to watch and make it all the way through it, but after you've seen it on HBO about 20 times, you can finally get... Yeah.